Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current online. Stand up for. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. 822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
Well, thank you for tuning in and catching my drift this Saturday afternoon. Good to be here once again, and we actually have a full house down here at the studio. A lot to cover today, but I'm going to take a little break for this first half of the show and get away from politics and kind of do some community stuff and maybe take care of some of our listeners, actually. I do have tickets to the Home and Garden and Lifestyle Show here in Ann Arbor. Anybody that calls in and wants tickets today, call on in until we run out. You are more than welcome to have some of these tickets. Again, 734-822-1600. We're going to have a couple of things. If you're looking for a job, we've got a very interesting career fair coming up this next week. And we have a guest today, Adrian Leonard from Roush Industries. Adrian, good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, Gary. I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Glad to have you call in. So, Roush Industries is having a career fair. Do you want to give me a little information on that just to get us started?
Sure. We are specifically at this career fair looking to meet with, we'll have hiring managers and recruiters on site to meet with mechanics, including like medium and heavy truck mechanics, automotive instrumentation techs, automotive electrical technicians, metal fabricators, powertrain engineers, engine component and system engineers, chassis engineers, body engineers, electrical engineers, and CAE engineers. So we're really kind of focusing on our prototype services and engineering divisions at the career fair.
Okay, so mechanics and engineers, you know, if you're listening right now, go to, what's our website at Roush?
Yep, it's www.roush.com. And then we also have a Facebook page, which is Roush Careers, so we have information on there as well.
Okay, and Roush is one of those companies that it's just growing. It really doesn't seem to get hit because they got a lot of different niches, and we seem to do a whole lot of stuff there. Why do you think that is, that Roush keeps growing when other companies seem to fall prey to the economy sometimes?
Right. Well, I think that when other, you know, companies and were struggling in, you know, 2008 and 2009, we kind of saw that we needed to broaden our perspective and get into other industries. So we were founded in basically helping out in the automotive industry and that sort of thing. But now we've expanded into other industries like life science, aerospace, defense, and theme park industries as well. So we really kind of have a broad spectrum of industries that we're in. So I think that definitely helps.
Okay. And Roush has grown quite a lot since its start with Jack Roush way back in the day. How big is Roush now?
We have about 3,000 employees currently, and we're in facilities located throughout North America.
Okay. So. And you expect to keep growing, so anyone that would get in with Roush now probably faces a pretty good long career with Roush, don't you think?
I think so. I actually started about 6 months ago, and it's been quite an eye-opening experience for me coming into a different industry and learning so much about it and seeing where Roush started and where we're going. It's really exciting, and so I've been very excited to start with Roush and be here and see how things are going. So
yeah, I mean, it's pretty amazing. When you go to the Roush website, you will literally see that it's not just about fast cars. I mean, Roush has really expanded into a lot of different areas, and I'm pretty amazed myself when I first found out that Roush has gotten so big in these last, you know, 20, 30 years here. So tell us a little bit more. Where is the career fair going to be at?
The career fair is going to be on site at the Roush Museum. So the address for that is 11851 Market Street in Livonia, Michigan. 48150 is the zip.
Yeah, and that's just off of Plymouth Road, right? Just east of Hagerty?
It's cross streets are Plymouth and Levan.
Okay.
And so it's actually going to be this Tuesday, which is March 19th. And so we're going to have the recruiters and hiring managers there from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay.
So we're really excited and expecting a good turnout.
Yeah, I mean, it should be a good crowd. And tell me a little bit, Roush has a motivation to hire veterans as well, correct?
That is correct. We really feel that because of the positions that and the skills that we need, we feel that it ties very well to skills within the military. And we've also had good experiences with veterans we've hired, and we feel that they fit very well into our culture. And so we really are, we recently became a partner in the Army PAYS program, which is basically a partnership between the U.S. Army and various corporations, companies, and public sector agencies. And it's part of the actually Army's effort to place personnel leaving the Army in jobs that they're able to make a connection with before leaving the Army. So it's a pretty cool program. So if people want to learn more about that program, they can go to their website, which is www.armypays.com.
Okay, awesome. And it's great. We thank you so much and thank Jack Roush and the owners of Roush that did do that for our veterans, because here at WAM, we really support our veterans. We like to make sure that we do all we can to thank them for their service. So that's really cool. So www.roush.com, and you've got careers there that people can click on and get a little more detail on what jobs are actually available right now, correct?
Yes, that is correct. We have close to 50 listings right now. So
wow, now that's a lot. So that's, you know, in this area out here in Ann Arbor, Flint, we get a lot of people who have the education, but, you know, in the economy in Michigan, they may not have the ability to get into a job right now. So I'm glad that we were able to get you on and pull this together, and we will hope that you get a lot of people to come out, and I'll put a link on my website as well for you.
Great.
That's www.thedailydrift.com. So great. Thank you so much, Adrian. I appreciate you calling in and letting
us
know.
Thanks for having me. Sorry to interrupt.
No problem. Great. Thank you, Adrian. We appreciate the call.
All right. Thank you.
Take care.
You too.
Okay, so there you go. Roush is a very cool company to work for. I mean, you've got the persona of Jack Roush behind it, but it is so much bigger than NASCAR. It is so much bigger than just automotive. There's a lot of things going on at Roush. So if you are interested, go to www.roush.com and click on careers, and you'll see all those cool jobs that are available. And some of those jobs, I think, are actually they're looking for some test drivers as well. So if you consider yourself to be a driver, Roush does hire drivers occasionally. So it's that in itself would be a really cool job. We're going to get into some politics later on today, but we're going to run into a break right now, Derek, and when we come back, we'll have some more information coming up on the Shrine Circus. The circus is coming to town, folks, and you don't want to miss this, so stay tuned, and we'll see you on the other side.
It's time now for WHAM Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
The American Business Women's Association Maya Chapter's Get Organized Seminar will be Tuesday, March 19th at 6 p.m. at the Quarter Bistro, 300 Maple Road in Ann Arbor. Discover valuable tips to organize email and computer files, establish order in your workplace, and much more. Make your reservation by Thursday, March 14th by calling 734-996-3963. For more information about the American Business Women's Association, visit abwa.org. The Dawn Farm Education Series provides practical information about addiction and recovery. Alcoholics Anonymous, a panel discussion, will be presented on Tuesday, March 19th from 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. And How to Support Recovery and Not Support Addiction will be presented on Tuesday, March 28th from 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. at St. Joseph Mercy Hospital Education Auditorium, 5305 Elliott Drive in Ypsilanti. Admission is free and open to all. No registration is required. required. For more information, call 734-485-8725 or visit dawnfarm.org. You'll want to attend the 35th annual Lenten Fish Fry at Old St. Patrick's Parish Hall, 5671 Whitmore Lake Road in Ann Arbor. It'll be from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. every Friday from February 15th through March 22nd. To learn more, visit stpatrickat2.org or call 734-662-8141. To review these events and others, you can always visit WHAM's website at www.whamradio.com and click on Community Events.
You've been listening to the WHAM Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community@whamradio.com. Don't miss Theron's Saturday Night Rockin' Rhythm Review. Your fingers will be popping. It all kicks off at 4 p.m. with a special Saturday Night edition of the Bone Conduction Music Show.
I came to rock, baby. I don't know about you.
Then, from 6 to 8, it's Eddie's Caravan with Fast Eddie.
Sharing with you music I love.
At 8 o'clock, we explore America's roots with Radio John D's Greasy Skillet.
Sit back and relax while we hit those wagon ruts.
Then, Johnny Danger invites you to go cruising with the best oldies from 10 to midnight.
We've got the mix going tonight on the Cruisin' Show.
Dan Martin takes you across the pond for the best of the UK on London Calling at midnight.
The Stones and their 1963 rendition of the Lennon-McCartney track, I Wanna Be Your Man.
Followed by Del Villarreal's Rockabilly Fest, Go Cat Go, from 2 to 4.
Your friend of mine, Mr. Rockin' Lloyd Tripp and his band, the Zip Guns. I am DJ Del Villarreal.
It all starts Saturday afternoon at 4 on the musical side of Wham. You're listening to The Drift on Wham Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you again for tuning in and catching my drift this Saturday afternoon. As always, what we do at The Drift is go through the week's events as a rule. Today we are changing it up a little bit. We had some information about Roush's career fair going on the last segment. And we've got Joe Amador coming on from the Shrine Circus. Joe, afternoon. How are you?
How are you doing, Gary?
I'm doing real good, real good. So tell me, the circus is coming to town, eh?
Yes, out at Hazel Park Raceway we have a big top on in the parking lot there that's heated, and a good time for all.
Okay, and we want to give us the dates. I mean, it runs for a couple weekends here, right?
Yes, it runs Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday of next week, and Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday of the following week. The dates are the 21st through the 28th.
Okay, and show times, is it once a day, twice a day?
Weekend, or the show times on the weekdays are, except for Sunday, the show times are the same except for Sunday. They're 10, 4 p.m., and 7:30 p.m. And on Sundays, they're 1 and 5:30.
Okay, so two shows on Sundays, three shows the other days.
The other days, yes.
Okay.
And the last day is the 31st, obviously, Easter Sunday there.
Okay. Now, the Shrine Circus puts on this show to raise money. And, well, tell me a little bit about the Shriners. I mean, this is a Masonic-friendly show, so tell me a little bit about the Shriners and what they do.
The Shriners run the largest philanthropy in the world. We run 22 children's hospitals that take care of anything from orthopedic problems to cleft lips to burns for children, and there's never a charge to the parents or the children for that. And we use the circuses to raise money to operate our local temples and that. And we do a lot of other things for raising money for the hospitals. And there are a lot of endowments that people have donated over the years that help fund those. We spend about $2 million a day running the 22 children's hospitals in North America.
Yeah, now that's huge. A lot of people don't seem to understand what it takes to run a hospital, let alone 22 hospitals. And I am a Mason, so when I first heard that that kind of money gets spent every day by a fraternal organization, a philanthropic fraternal organization, I was just blown away. I mean, $2 million a day is what we collect and spend to help our fellow man in the Shriners, right?
That's just running the hospitals. That's not counting what the individual local temples spend on transportation of transporting these children and a parent to the hospitals that things like this help, you know, fund the temples. And then the temples, the Shriners in the temples are out raising money in various other ways for the transportation funds and also the get money for the hospital, you know, for that $2 million a day that we spend like that. And like I said, a lot of it, don't get me wrong, comes from, you know, endowments that we have from, you know, donations that people have, you know, made in their wills and things of that sort. But you could always spend more because it would enable you to do more. And we not just do it in the United States and Canada, but also Mexico. We're starting to do a little more, like over even in the Philippines and the Pacific Rim now. And there's a new shrine temple going in Germany as well now.
Right. Now, what does it take to become a Shriner? First of all, you got to be a Mason.
Yes,
it's the big secret. Now, it's allegedly the big secret. The Masons now actually advertise a little bit. You'll see an occasional billboard and whatnot that says, share the secret. And really, to become a Mason, you just need to ask a Mason, right?
That is correct.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the big secret. Well, there is, but it's not the big secret that people think. It's not a secret society. Just about anybody can ask to become a Mason.
Yes, as long as they're, you know, a good, you know, moral person and not, you know, a criminal, you can become a Mason if you choose to.
Right, right. It's a worthwhile cause, and it used to be very popular to be a Mason. It used to be very popular to be a Shriner, and, you know, the average age, I think, is pretty high now for Masons and Shriners. But, you know, if you're a young man, if you believe in helping your fellow man, join the Masons. Seek them out. Ask them. It's not only fun to do things with other Masons, but you do things for the community. You do things for your family, and it's just a wonderful experience. I would hope more people would get involved I think our culture needs it more than anything else.
Absolutely. And, you know, the Shrine Circuses were actually started by the local Detroit, you know, Shrine Temple, which is known as, you know, Moslem Temple in Detroit, back in the early 1900s, I want to say about 1905 or 6, somewhere in there. Don't quote me, I should have probably pulled that up for when the first one was. But the first ever Shrine Circus was done here in Detroit.
Yes, yes. In fact, Detroit has the largest Masonic temple or building in the world, correct?
That's absolutely true. And a lot of people, you know, have probably heard of it or been to shows at times down at the Masonic Temple, you know, over the years. You know, more so the older generations probably remember it a lot more than the younger generation does.
Right. A huge building. I've been to the outside of it, but I've never been inside myself and wanted to take a tour of it, but I just haven't been able to find the time to get down there and do that. But what a wonderful building that is. Is the shrine still in that building or are they gone now?
The shrine, we moved out to Southfield and we're at like 9.5 in Southfield Road there, our temple on Southfield Road there, just after the freeway part of Southfield ends there. And actually, we have the gun raffle, you know, there at the temple in August, which we call it the sportsman's raffle, but we give away probably, I think, what is it, a gun every 10 minutes for like 5 hours there. And that's another, you know, fundraiser that we have, and that's typically in August as well. But I just figured I would mention that since you asked about the, you know, temple and where it is. But a lot of people do come out to that as well.
Okay. And now give me a website again. Do you have a website available for the Shrine Circus?
Yeah, DetroitShriners.com, and there's links to the, you know, the circus website. The phone number, if people want to call in to buy tickets, is 1-866-92 or 992 Circus.
992 Circus. Okay, awesome. So we'll hopefully get a whole bunch of people to come out to the Shrine Circus. And the
shows on Thursday and Friday, all day Thursday and Friday morning and afternoon show, you can buy the tickets for half price. But the weekend shows are full price. Tickets range from $15 to $50, depending on... The $50 ones are right there at the ringside where you could probably literally reach out and touch the elephant if you wanted to.
Right. Now, I went last year, and I wasn't right in the ringside seat, but I saw you there, and it was really a fabulous show. I took my son, who was seven last year at this time, and he really enjoyed it. It wasn't the first time he'd been to a circus, but it was the first time he'd been to the Shrine Circus, and it was really cool. And being there at the Hazel Park parking lot made it very easy to get in and get out of. Parking was very easy, so it was really a good time. It was stress-free. A wonderful gig. You guys did a great job last year. And tell me a little bit about the clowns. There are just a ton of clowns at the Shrine Circus.
Absolutely. That is one of the units in the Shrine. You know, if you became a Shriner, you could, join the clowns. We have the Keystone Cops. We have various different groups there that, one could join if they wanted to get in there. But the clowns do a great job entertaining the children, and the children really like, the clowns, doing little animal things for them on with balloons or...
Yeah, I mean, it when you talk about family-friendly...
little gag things that the clowns do, they're those laughable, lovable clowns.
Yeah,
and
the clowns before the show and after the show seem to be walking around everywhere, and the kids can actually go up and get their autographs because you get a little magazine and you get to seek each of the clowns. It's a really family-friendly environment. I was totally impressed. You guys did a wonderful job. Tell me again, ticket prices range from $15 to $50.
50, correct.
And the phone number, again, if people want to call in to get tickets, 866-992-CIRCUS. Circus. And then the website again, give me that, Joe.
DetroitShriners.com.
DetroitShriners.com. Okay, awesome, Joe. I thanks so much for calling in. Let's hope this helped you guys out a little bit and get some people down there. And again, I'll also put a link for that on my website, thedailydrift.com.
Gary, I'd like to thank you for your generosity of giving the Shriners some time to talk about the circus today.
Anytime. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate the call.
You have a good day, Gary.
You too. All right, so there you go. You want to make sure you get down to the circus, even if your kids are older. Take them down there if you never got a chance to. It's for a worthy cause. And the Shriners, Derek, I don't know if you ever knew that, $2 million a day plus to be spending. That's huge. That's just a lot of money to be going out for good cause and charity. I'm just blown away. We've got a lot to get to today, and it was a tough, tough week. But I want to take care of our sponsor this half hour, was the Current newspaper. The Current April issue will be out end of the month here. And so it's not too late to actually get an ad in. And if you want to be involved in the newspaper, 734-323-0777. That's Sam Iaquinto. We'll take your call and help you grow your business like the Current has grown ours. We started in 2003, but from 2007 till now, we've actually increased the size of the paper from 5,000 circulation to 35,000, which is just huge for a newspaper to actually be able to grow in this economy. And the number of pages went from 8 to 12 to now anywhere from 28 to 40, and we increased the size of the paper as well. So grow your business like the Current has grown ours at 734-323-0777. And you can catch writings for me in there, too. I normally do an editorial in there and maybe an extra article or so, depending on what's going on. But it's a great newspaper. People love to read it. And even people who don't particularly like my opinion will still read the newspaper because I'll get a phone call from them a couple months in a row, and I'll ask them, why do you keep reading if you don't like it? But obviously they do, or they wouldn't call and or send me emails or whatnot. So the Current is a great, great venue for your advertising dollar. There's the music, and we will see you on the other side.
Talk 1600.
Hey, my blood brothers of freedom. This is Ted Nugent.
Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse.
God bless Ann Arbor and Wham Radio. I started doing interviews on Wham Radio around 1966. And I celebrate and promote the God-given individual right as guaranteed in the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, for us to defend ourselves, to keep and bear arms. And just to make sure everyone understands what we the people understand, keep can only mean one thing. That's it's mine and you can't have it.
Wham.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. In southern Afghanistan, a NATO chopper crash has left one coalition service member dead, another injured. Outside D.C., Sarah Palin back on the national political stage.
We don't have leadership coming out of Washington. We have reality television.
At a conservative summit, also slamming proposals for gun restrictions. And the St. Paddy's Day parade in full swing outside New York City. While the Windy City coloring the Chicago River green while in Washington Tuesday.
President Obama exchanges shamrock plants with Irish Prime Minister Enda Kenny, a tradition begun by President Harry Truman. In the Saints' homeland, a five-day-long St. Patrick's Festival will feature a people's parade of 8,000 marchers trooping up O'Connell Street in Dublin on Sunday.
Fox Radio's Karen McHugh. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Greetings, my name is Pastor Yule, host of Just Joshua. I'm delighted to announce that Just Joshua will be heard every Sunday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. here on Wham. Come journey with us down Freedom's Highway as we discuss today's happenings from a Black conservative Judeo-Christian perspective. Every Sunday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., come journey down Freedom's Highway on Just Joshua.
DBM VoiceWorks.
Audiobooks, corporate training videos, PowerPoint presentations, movie theater announcements, voicemail systems, and voiceovers for television commercials. Whatever your need, DBM VoiceWorks is here for you. To learn more about DBM VoiceWorks, visit dbmvoiceworks.com. That's dbmvoiceworks.com.
You know, friends, a wise man once said, he said something. I can't remember what it is right now, but that's not important. This is Stay Rona inviting you to join me for the Bone Conduction Music Show. It's a rockin' show on the radio, and we use only the finest ingredients, and we've been doing business in the same location since 1842. Join me here for the Bone Conduction Music Show.
Join Theron for the rockin'est show on the radio. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show. Every Sunday night at 7 p.m. right here on Wham! Talk 1600.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for joining me and catching my drift this afternoon. Saturday afternoon is so much better being on a Saturday afternoon than a Sunday morning, isn't it, Derek? Don't you? Glad to be out of that 8 o'clock time slot. But thank you very much for having that opportunity back in the on the day for 18 months. We are giving tickets away today to the Home and Garden and Lifestyle Show. That's good for today or tomorrow. You can go to bragannarbor.com to check out what it's all about. But it is a cool ticket, and it's a good way to spend your afternoon either today or tomorrow, and check it out. So any callers that call in, 734-822-1600, you can check it out, and we'll get you some tickets. You'll have to come down to get them, or we'll leave them on the doorstep for you if we have to. But we've got some tickets for you. So I was going to take care of some business, but let's do something else here. I have a good friend, Richard Roden, who's turning 50. So I wanted to wish Richard a happy birthday to you, my dear sir. Hopefully I'll get to have a beer with you tonight and enjoy your birthday party. So happy birthday to Richard, 50 years of age. Man, it makes you feel a little old, I'll bet, doesn't it? And then now tomorrow is Happy St. Pat's Day. So there was an article in Ann Arbor News, and they've been talking about it on just about all the media outlets. If you are out drinking tomorrow for St. Paddy's Day, the police will be out in force, much more than usual for the next 2 weeks, I think. It's not just St. Paddy's Day. It's spring break. A lot of stuff going on, so be careful. Designated driver if you are out celebrating St. Patty's Day tonight or tomorrow, and watch what you're doing. You know, you want to go out and have a good time, but be responsible. Enjoy yourselves, but take the time to get a designated driver, or better yet, fuel the economy. Get a taxi cab and get somebody else to drive. So happy birthday and happy St. Patrick's Day to my friend Richard Roden. We're going to talk a little bit about Paul Ryan's budget. Paul Ryan came out with a budget this week, and of course, CPAC is going on. So he was talking about his budget, and people expected him to kind of maybe talk a little bit about his presidential, if he's going to run in 2016 or not. Frankly, that's too far off for me to think about. But Paul Ryan was, again, pushing his budget because, you know what, he's a master of finance and he knows what he's talking about. Now, I'm not completely happy with the budget he's come up with, but let's talk a little bit about what he's going to do. Let's play track one, Derek. That's that first one.
You know, this has been a really big week. We got white smoke from the Vatican and we got a budget from the Senate. Oh, the Senate... They call their budget a foundation for growth, restoring the promise of American opportunity. Wow, I feel like saluting already. But when you read it, you find that the Vatican's not the only place blowing smoke this week. You see, the Democrats, they call their budget a balanced approach. The thing is, they never balance the budget, ever. In fact, they call for another $1 trillion-plus tax hike on top of even more spending. If we did nothing, meaning not pass their budget, the government would save money. Look.
Okay, so obviously he's a very human individual, very fun to listen to and hear. Probably would have made a great vice president, but unfortunately we didn't get that opportunity. But what he's saying is the Senate finally, after like 1,400 days, basically 4 years, have finally passed a budget. By law, they are supposed to pass a budget every year, and they have not. So you can thank Carl Levin and Debbie Stabenow, our two U.S. Michigan senators, who have failed to do their job. Now, it's no wonder Carl Levin's not running again. I'm not sure what made him think he couldn't run again. Maybe he just got tired. I don't know. But the fact that he allowed this to happen under his watch is beyond measure. So they finally passed a budget this week. And included in that budget was $1 trillion in new taxes. You see, what's happening is the United States government is kind of turned a corner. I don't know when it happened, but they no longer believe that they have to live by a budget. They no longer believe that they have to follow the same rules that we do as families and home budgets. They don't believe they have to follow the same budgets that any business would have to follow, that you can only spend as much money as you take in. Now, granted, can you go into the debt column for a short period of time for an emergency, for a war, for natural disasters? Yes, of course you can. That's what governments are supposed to do. But the United States government has regularly overspent what it brings in for years now. We're getting close to $17 trillion in debt. You can't get out from underneath that kind of debt. You just can't. Not without doing the major cuts. Now, Ryan, of course, is talking entitlements because the biggest chunk of the federal budget is entitlements. And, of course, the Democrats are already throwing out the commercials, showing him as being a rabid cutter of spending. He's going to throw granny over the cliff. He's going to make sure that people don't get their Social Security, that their Medicare will be cut off. Those are all lies put out by the Democrats. That is not true. Do not believe that. It's not true. The Democrats have reached a point where they are so out of touch that they believe we don't have a spending problem. Let's go with the next track now. This is Nancy Pelosi in an interview with Mike Wallace. I'm going to play two quick snaps here out of this. Let's play track two there.
So it isn't as much a spending problem as it is a priorities, and that's what a budget is, setting priorities.
But setting a budget is priorities, but you heard her just came right out and said, it's not a spending problem. Are you kidding me? We're spending over $1 trillion that we don't have. $1 trillion. How can we not have a spending problem when you're spending that kind of money and not even thinking about slowing it down? You know, when the sequester here went through, the $85 billion in automatic cuts, go ahead and do your own math. Divide $85 billion into a trillion on your calculator and see what it gets you. It's a drop in the bucket. We were talking about a 2% cut in the budget for this year. Now, that was in the growth of the budget. You see, the United States still spent more this year, will spend more this year with the sequester in place than they did the year before. So it's amazing to me that we can hear the government squawking about TSA cuts, and we're not going to have tours at the White House, and the national parks may have to close down, and we may have to lay off teachers and firemen and policemen. Did we lay off policemen, firemen, and teachers last year? Did we? Did we close White House tours last year? We still have $220 billion more to spend than we did last year. Why is it that we allow, that we accept government growth as inevitable? They must grow every year. That's baseline budgeting. That's not right. That's not what we're supposed to be doing. Let's go with track two, Derek. Let's continue with Nancy Pelosi. Track three.
So it is almost a false argument to say we have a spending problem. We have a budget deficit.
Twice in the same interview, she can come off and say, now Obama said the same thing this week. He said, it was a couple weeks ago, we don't have a spending problem. That's right out of the mouth of our own president of the United States. How did we elect this man? How do we let him get away with that? How can the media not jump all over other than Fox News? And they get their hands slapped at the press conferences every time they ask a question from that mealy-mouthed Jay Carney, who covers for the president every time he lies. How can they say that? It's just unimaginable. We're going to run into a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little more about the lies coming from the Obama administration. See you on the other side.
I'm Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current. To succeed in today's business environment, your business needs to be seen by as many customers as possible. The Current newspaper serves Washtenaw, Oakland, and Livingston counties. Advertising in The Current newspaper is the best way to get your money's worth out of your print media budget. The Current has grown to 6 times its size since 2007 because we have a unique venue for local content, common sense opinion, and your business message. Getting your business message into thousands of homes for mere pennies apiece is the best way to do that. And your ad is also seen online for free. Call Sam Iaquinto at 734-323-0777. That's 734-323-0777. Or go to currentonline.com. That's CourantOnline.com. Grow your business in print and online with The Current newspaper.
Renowned American architect Frank Lloyd Wright believed that people who live in houses of great design are spiritually and intellectually enhanced. In that spirit, I warmly recommend to you Atchison Builders, Ann Arbor's premier home design and remodeling firm. Since 1973, Jim and Marilyn Atchison have been creating beautiful and functional living environments. Assisted by their team of expert craftsmen, Atchison Builders has also heightened the ambiance of the Ann Arbor area itself. I know. I see their work every day in my neighborhood. Not only will Jim Atchison give your house a stunning exterior, but he's one of the few in the industry who designs and installs custom built-in features like bookshelves, window seats, moldings, and kitchen islands. Nature's colors will fill your house with peace from the placement or upgrading of windows and skylights. With Atchison Builders, it's all about maximizing effect through attention to detail. So contact Atchison Builders at 734-668-1940. That's 668-1940. Or visit their website, AtchisonBuilders.com. Atchison Builders, an artist's eye, a craftsman's touch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dave Janda, host of Operation Freedom, broadcasting live from Wham Talk 1600's Freedom Bunker every Sunday from 3 to 5. We are the only operating room in all of radio. Every Sunday in ROR, we dissect current events with the help of guests that Enemedia are afraid to bring to light. Our goal is to educate and empower you. I hope you'll join our OR team every Sunday from 3 to 5 right here at Wham Talk 1600.
No matter where you are in the world, whether you have a radio or not, you can listen to Wham Talk 1600. All you need is a computer or even a smartphone. Just go to whamradio.com and click on the Listen Live link. See the latest updates to whamradio.com and be sure to listen live. From Santa Fe to Boston, Japan to England, wherever you may be, Wham Talk 1600 is there. Online and streaming live. whamradio.com.
You're Catching the Drift. Gary Wellings and the Drift. On Wham Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
And welcome back. Thank you for catching my drift this Saturday afternoon. I had an email from a listener who wanted me to spell Roush, which I guess I failed to do. Roush is having a career fair on Tuesday, and you can go to their website, www.roush.com, and get the information on that that career fair. Great place to work. If you get the opportunity, get in there and talk with the people on Tuesday. That's down at the Roush Museum. They actually have a museum with a bunch of cool cars in it. It's on Market Street down there, so you can look it up. It's all online. You can check it out, roush.com. So we're going to talk a little bit about Benghazi now. It's been months and months since the attack on our consulate in Libya. And until a little while ago, we did not know that there were even survivors of that attack. And amazing as it is, why don't you normally – don't we always hear from a survivor in an attack? Somebody is in a crisis, a plane crash, whatever. If somebody survives, the story of those people is normally newsworthy, wouldn't you think? Shouldn't those people be able to tell their stories? If nothing else, it should be interesting as well as informative. But and yet we've not heard from them. So Lindsey Graham, Senator Lindsey Graham, had this to say yesterday because he finally got to speak to those survivors. Let's go with track four it is, I think, Derek.
He and Senators John McCain and Kelly Ayotte are asking in formal letters to Secretary of State John Kerry and CIA Director John Brennan for them to provide the names of all of the attack survivors. Senator Graham spoke with me today about the effort and started by telling me he has met with some of the survivors.
I've had contact with some of the survivors. Their story is chilling. They feel afraid to tell it. It's important they come forward to tell their story. The best evidence of what happened in Benghazi is not a bunch of politicians in Washington trying to cover their political ass. It's the people who lived through the debacle. And I'm going to do everything I can to get them before the Congress and the American people in an appropriate fashion so that we can learn firsthand what happened in Benghazi. You ask me why are they not being forthcoming? I think it's exhibit A of a failed foreign policy. I think the Benghazi debacle before, during, and after shows what happens when you lead from behind. Al-Qaeda is not on the run. Bin Laden may be dead, but Al-Qaeda is alive and well all over the region, and Benghazi's example of that.
Are these survivors back on the job?
Some are back, working for the government. Some are still injured. The bottom line is they feel that they cannot come forward. They've been told to be quiet.
Okay, so they've been told to be quiet. What kind of a government silences the survivors of a heinous attack on one of our, I don't even know if they technically call it a consulate, but it was an American installation either way. What kind of a government do we allow to silence American citizens? These are citizens, not just government employees. They are citizens. They have every right to speak. You know, what is it that would be so important that the government needs to hide behind them? What is it that they would be telling them or threatening them with to keep them quiet? What was going on in Benghazi before and after and during the attack that they don't want us to know about? Doesn't it get your curiosity up? Doesn't it, had it come out before the election, would we have a different election result right now? Is that why it was covered up? Just because of the failed policy? Or is there something else going on? We've heard about the rumors of gun running, of something along the Iran-Contra affair. What is going on in Benghazi that would keep the Obama administration trying to keep these people silent? Why aren't any of them being interviewed? Why have not the TV stations, the radio stations been able to access these people? It's beyond a mystery to me. I mean, I hate to be the conspiracy nut, but there's something definitely wrong here. Something smells fishy. It is not right. From the administration that said it would be the most transparent in history, they are telling survivors not to speak about their experience. That's wrong. It's just another show that Obama is hiding something. It's not right. We need to make sure that we're educating ourselves on this. And you can see this whole, that's only a snippet of that video with Brett Baer interviewing Senator Lindsey Graham. That's a great, you can go to Fox website and see that, but I've got a link to it on thedailydrift.com. And this is what I do on thedailydrift.com every day for you. I go through the internet. I try to find those stories that you're not getting anywhere else and condensing them down so you have them all in one place. So go to thedailydrift.com. It's a great place. You can actually sign up at thedailydrift.com and get a free subscription. When I'm done with it every day, it'll come right to your email inbox, and you'll be able to click on it and read all those stories that I put up there for you and pick and choose from them as you wish. But it's a service that I think people need, and you need to be able to get in there and talk about it. Line one, we've got Trudy from Ann Arbor. Good morning, Trudy.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
I was a little bit late in tuning you in. I don't know if this is one of those rumor mills that keep going on the internet or whatever, in emails, but I got an email a while ago, and it said that the president wants illegal aliens to have Social Security benefits. Is that something that you know anything about which you might know?
Well, I've seen those internet emails as well, and you're right. You can always go to the thing to do is go to the internet, hit Snopes, and hit some of the other websites and look for it. I guess the biggest thing for illegal immigrants getting benefits, because technically they cannot. That's what they tell you. The problem is a lot of illegal aliens will use false Social Security numbers to get service. Okay, so this is, you know, and if you don't have to have photo ID, once again, we're back to the ID issue. How can you tell if they are or are not a citizen? You know what I mean? That's the problem. I mean, we've got tons, millions of illegal aliens in this country with children going to the schools, and we're paying for it. If they're working under the table, we don't know that anything. They're not paying into the system at all.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So, and they're saying anywhere from 12 to 20 million people in this country are here illegally. That would be their children as well as themselves. And so, yes, they are using benefits. You can get into the technical arguments of whether Obama wants them or is allowing them to. But the fact is, many of them are. When you go to an emergency room and utilize services in the emergency room, you are costing the system money. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's a good point, Chris, Trudy. I'm glad you called in. Thank you so much for the call.
Great program. Goodbye.
Great. Thank you. So there you go. Illegal aliens do actually utilize services here, and it's costing the country money. Something has to be done with them. That's without a doubt. I didn't want to talk about gun control again this week, but while we have a few minutes left, I'm going to. Senator Feinstein put out her gun ban this week. It came out of committee, and it passed in committee, of course, and went into hearings. And Ted Cruz, senator from Texas, the Tea Party senator from Texas, schooled her a little bit, I think. Let's go with that first track, Derek, from Senator Cruz.
When the framers included it in the Bill of Rights, they used it as a term of art. That same phrase, the right of the people, is found in the First Amendment. the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition their government for redress of grievances. It's also found in the Fourth Amendment, the right of the people to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures. And the question that I would pose to the senior senator from California is, would she deem it consistent with the Bill of Rights for Congress to engage in the same endeavor that we are contemplating doing with the Second Amendment in the context of the First or Fourth Amendment? Namely, would she consider it constitutional for Congress to specify that the First Amendment shall apply only to the following books and shall not apply to the books that Congress has deemed outside the protection of the Bill of Rights? Likewise, would she think that the Fourth Amendment's protection against searches and seizures could properly apply only to the following specified individuals and not to the individuals that Congress has deemed outside the protection of the Bill of Rights?
Senator, yield for a question.
Let me just make a couple of points in response. One, I'm not a sixth grader. Senator, I've been on this committee for 20 years. I was a mayor for 9 years. I walked in, I saw people shot. I've looked at bodies that have been shot with these weapons. I've seen the bullets that implode.
Okay. First, the smugness. You have been there too long, Dianne Feinstein. Maybe you don't belong there anymore. Secondly, I guess I'd say maybe you're still suffering from a little post-traumatic stress if you're still seeing the bodies and the shock of the bullets hitting the bodies. I mean, granted, terrible thing to see. But does that make you qualified to put out a gun ban? I mean, I'd like to know if an AR-15 was actually used in that shooting. I guess I'll have to look that up. But there's no way she answered his question. So let's go to the next track, Derek, because Ted hits her on that.
I think nobody doubts her sincerity or her passion. And yet at the same time, I would note that she chose not to answer the question that I asked, which is, in her judgment, would it be consistent with the Constitution for Congress to specify which books are permitted and which books are not, and to use the specific
number? The answer
number?
Is obvious, no.
No. So her hypocrisy shows that she wouldn't make this kind of infringement on the First or Fourth Amendment, but she'll do that on the Second Amendment because she had a bad experience and saw some savagery of a gunman killing people. Millions of people use their guns every day to protect themselves. You don't hear about that in the news. And yet we're still suffering this nonsense from Dianne Feinstein from an attack from 20 years ago. Now, gun control is not going to work because, number one, criminals won't listen to it. And even Joe Biden, I hope we can play this, Derek, because they actually took it off the air. Can we play that Joe Biden track admitting that gun control won't work? No, they took it off again. Well, it tells you to go. I had this on the website last night. It got taken off. I found it again this morning somewhere else. It got taken off. It's Joe Biden admitting to the press that gun control won't work. So, nice scrubbing of the internet by the Obama administration. All right, until next week, we will stay informed, stay current, go to thedailydrift.com and get your news. Take care.